You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Eddie the Bombardier Miller filling in for James Edwards. James Edwards, he's on a date with his wife, little baby in tow, watching his daughter at a dance recital. Man, you gotta dig it. It's all about the family, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Eddie the Bombardier Miller filling in the meantime. I'm telling you what, man, that time is just going too fast. When the Bombardier gets rolling, you look out, ladies and gentlemen. So he was telling me that he was gonna do his very best to raise $20,000 for St. Jude's children. He is a St. Jude hero. He's been doing it for a long time. 67 years old, running around. What? 26-mile marathons, ladies and gentlemen. This is for serious. Anyway, he goes outside of this venue, basically like an Italian deal, and he's going to fundraise for St. Jude's. First, it was rent-a-cops. Then they turned into goons. Then they got the real cops. They all agreed with Eddie. Then suddenly, there was a little powwow. They changed their minds. Now things are getting hot. Bombardier always popping off. Wow. So then this dude in the coat, man, it reminds me like of the mafia. It's like the mobster, hey, Eddie, kind of thing. And so this mobster guy in a suit rolls out of his car with a black chick in tow. Eddie's got the rest.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what happened. And to rep, and believe it or not, folks, I'm getting to the point with Judge Napolitano. In the South, we kind of go around the world to get to the point. But I'm almost there, believe it or not. Anyway, the guy comes up in the suit. Who he is, I'll never know. But like you say, they had the powwow. By this time, it's ridiculous how many cops were there. The cop, they had shut the Mendenhall down. That turns into Mount Moriah. I'm sure y'all won't know where that is. But they had shut the street down temporarily. Caused such a ruckus. In essence, they come up to me, the black chick and the guy in the suit. You know, I figured, who are they? You know, and they told me, you're going to have to vacate the area.
Now, when I was hearing this story, I was waiting for the Bombardier to tell me how he charmed the black chick, but no.
I wished I could have, but I think she was she must have had her charm proof.
Uncharmable. All right.
Yeah, uncharmable, man. But they told me,
Bombardier proof.
You know, I'm going to have to leave the entire area, not just for the Italian people, not in close proximity there. Probably the area they indicated was within, you know, 3/8 of a mile or so. I would have to get out of the hill area. I was not going to be allowed to solicit us. I'm not soliciting. I'm trying to get donations to St. Jude. But they made it abundantly clear, more than abundantly clear, that the Bombardier was going to be placed in the back of a squad car and taken down to 201 Poplar. And people, here's what I fear.
Now, hold on. Before you say what you fear, the black chick was the one really with the command, huh?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, she was the one that kind of got in my face, and I told her, I said, I don't get it. You know, you and I know both know I'm within the law, I'm within my rights, and the corporal had agreed, the lieutenant. You know, the lieutenant's not flunky. The lieutenant had
but
agreed.
But, Bombardier, what if you have no rights, sir?
You know, you got it. That's what it boils down to. We have no rights, and like I told them, Sam, before I said, look, you guys win, I'm not going to get it in the back of the squad car, and all of a sudden choke on a chicken bone all the way downtown and get tased because I have a history of atrial fibrillation. And I don't want to get in there, you know, and get killed with my own gun that I have, that I don't have. In other words, I said, I'm going to leave peacefully, but I said, here's the thing. Chairman Mao Zedong spoke of this very thing back in the 40s. He said that real political power, real law, the only law and the only political power that exists in this planet, it comes from the end of a gun barrel. I said, you guys have not one but many guns out here. You have the guns, so you win today. but it ain't over, I guarantee you. And I'm going to see the mayor. And but the point is, Judge Andrew Napolitano was exactly right. You got the right that the man says you have, that the establishment says that you have right there at the spot. And everything he said, voting is a sham. That's the whole point of my long story. I had no rights in my own town. Zero. Until the mafia don gets out there, whoever he was, and they with the backs flapping, with the rent-a-cops, and come to find out a lot of the rent-a-cops are off-duty Memphis police who get paid good money, get to eat free out there, you know, in their spare time, if you want to call it working. But we have no rights. My rights stood up with the corporal and the lieutenant, but when the big kahunas kept, they brought the big guns in there, some kind of political acts, they got rid of me. And I knew, Sam, I hate a retreat, but like they say, discretion is the better part of valor. And I knew if I pushed it as far as I could push it. If I pushed it anymore, I wasn't in danger, you know, and if they tased me, I could go into atrial fibrillation again, might die. My heart's strong, but I have this electrical activity thing going on sometimes. But that's the point, people. Napolitano was right. The elections are rigged. The president can order your execution anytime. The president can order you be taken off to some godforsaken prison without any or rightful legal judge's order. The feds, Sam, and I know I'm preaching to the preacher. I talk to Sam. The feds, the FBI, the CIA, the feds, they can write their own search warrants. They don't have to have a judge anymore. If I'm 95% sure the Supreme Court has already okayed that.
Well, and sad to say, we used to think the feds were out of control, but don't worry. We'll just take things local and we'll write this thing and we'll work. Now we find out the local municipalities tend to be just as deep in goonism. They got goons everywhere. They're just as deep in their thugocracy, in their violation of the law. They're just as perverted. They act nice as a front, but when you dig a little deeper, when you stand on your rights on morality and on integrity, and when you call their bluff, then they pretty much take off the gloves, and pretty soon they roll in the bigger and bigger guns. Had they took you down to the station, who knows who you would have met with next? Who knows where it would have gone next? The bottom line is there aren't speedy trials in America anymore. Now, you say, well, that's just Eddie Miller. He's belligerent. Lee Cochran, Sam Bushman, those guys are just over the top. I don't do that. However, ladies and gentlemen, they're fixing to roll out Jade Helm. It's called Jade Helm 15. If you don't know what it is, we're going to summarize what it is. We're going to come back. We're going to break it down and talk about the details. Jade Helm is a military operation that's going to take place across 7 to 8, 9, 10. We hear conflicting details. That's by design. And they're going to roll out this military exercise across a bunch of states. Some of the states they have called hostile territory. And they're going to embed themselves with the people. Don't worry. They claim you won't see or hear of them. And they're going to go ahead and do this training exercise because they got to gear up for foreign conflict. And that's the claim. It's supposed to happen from July through September. It's supposed to be 2 months long. But the problem is every time I get details, the scope increases. Okay, it's going to be longer. It's going to be more states. There's going to be more troops involved. Well, I called my sheriff, ladies and gentlemen, who's the chief of the Utah Sheriff's Association. And I drilled him down. I'll give you those details. Eddie Miller's got a bunch of info on it as well, and we're going to break this down for you. Jade Helm 15, is this going to come to a theater near you, or is this just an extreme event for the Bombardier? What if it wasn't just for the Bombardier, in the words of Napolitano? This is the Political Cesspool. Good sense and a
sense. Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Got the Rolling Stones, just a tribute to Eddie Miller. The Bombardier digs it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I miss you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we almost had to sing I Miss You to Eddie the Bombardier. They were about to toss him in the clink. Is that going to happen to you, ladies and gentlemen? Jade Helm 15 is at the helm. Starts in July, less than a month away. A 2-month-long, in-depth military operation across 10-plus states. Some states literally declared hostile territory by your government. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just asking you right now, is this a situation where only the guys like Eddie Miller, who pushed the envelope, were going to get in trouble? Posse comitatus was a term that Judge Napolitano used. Eddie, let's start there.
Yes, sir. And Sam, before I forget, I'm famous for going down rabbit trails. I would like to tell people, ask them if they really want to help, if they want to do something to defend their country, to resist this Jade Helm and these other things, you need to get, Sam, tell them about, just briefly, about the Constitutional Sheriff's Police Officers Organization. It's one of the few things we have, Sam, that's really doing some good stuff.
You're right about that. In fact, I happen to be the Vice President of Operations of the CSPOA. That stands for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. That's CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org. Sheriff Richard Mack, former sheriff, is president of the organization. And the bottom line is, they've been very concerned about Jade Helm as well. They're doing a lot to work with sheriffs and help them understand their responsibilities under the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to help them understand their oaths of office, to realize that they serve the people, not the other way around. And there are jurisdictional realities, and sheriffs have tremendous authority. And when used properly, look, when the sheriffs have challenged the federal government, not a single time. When the sheriffs have done so, have they lost to date, by the way? And so they're making a tremendous difference, and they need your financial support at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org. Now, I talked with Sheriff Richard Mack about Jade Helm 15, and we're worried. We're not happy about this. Now, I want to make things very clear, though. We don't want to run around and panic in the streets and tell everybody they're coming to kill us, because it isn't true. The facts are very difficult to vet on this scenario. It's very tough to get our arms around what's really happening and not. And the government wants it that way. They want to actually probably promote false stories in the news, Bombardier, to make us panic and react and overreact so that we lose credibility. We got to be very careful to walk a fine line of this is a very big concern. And posse comitatus is the word I would use to start. In other words, hey, the troops should not be mingled with the people at all, Eddie.
Yes, sir, and what I'm getting ready to say is coming to the people, not from just a St. Jude hero, but from a very, very proud member of the Constitutional Sheriff's Police Officer Organization. I will be a member of that as long as I'm alive, and that's the only organization I know, one of the very few that actually puts the rubber on the road. But you're right, Sam. You know, us, we being journalists, and I think we are journalists, we try to be as responsible as we can. But, and Sam and I both know, and we'll tell you this, if you want to know if the federal government has your best interest in heart, at heart, look at their history. Just go back into the past. If you want to know, if you want to know what's going to happen in the near future, just look at the past. Like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Tell me, pray tell, when has the federal government done anything that was in the favor of we, the people of the United States of America? I'd say zero. Tell me, well, like Napolitano said, have they violated posse comitatus? I tell you, yeah, they have. Do they hate the Second Amendment? I say they have.
And by the way, this isn't the first time they've had exercises like this. The problem is every time they have them, they increase in size and scope and duration.
Even the military says that there's never been, and like Sam said, it's very confusing, and they want to be confusing. They want false flags to go out everywhere, false alarms, but you can bet the farm that it has nothing to do with our welfare, our well-being. And me and Sam talked about this on the way home from the baptism, and I'll just hope I'm not getting too far. Sam, if I get too far off, just reel me in, but I'm going to try to make this real fast. There's many, many scenarios out there. But what I'm going to tell you is fact. We do know that the American financial system, the American dollar, United States, the Federal Reserve notes, not really a dollar, is in dire straits. It's lost just since the 1970s. It's lost, they tell me, about 70% of its value. It's down to probably 2% of its original value. As recently as 1970, you could get an ounce of gold for $35 an ounce. Now it's what, $1,200, $1,300 an ounce. Well, Red China came out about 5 weeks ago and announced that they want to take over the position of the world's reserve currency to wrestle that away from the American dollar. The World Bank, International Bank of Settlements, said, yes, they think that's a good idea.
And by the way, a few years before that, China basically published in the news that they wanted to exercise the, quote, financial nuclear option, which means to jettison the United States dollar to go to their own currency backed by gold and silver. They half get it, right?
That's right. And you know what? And it's going to be that exact scenario. The Chinese are going to be aided by our own traitorous politicians, our own traitorous Federal Reserve, the World Bank, International Bank of Settlements. By the way, Sam, I heard a commercial, and this is maybe getting off trail a bit, but they said the Chinese have hacked the United States government. Well, maybe we can go to the Chinese and get the real truth, because we know we're not going to get it from our own government, Sam. So maybe.
Well, and you kind of wonder, you know, Snowden hung out with the Russians and the Chinese and everything else. You wonder what little tidbits went where to who, how, where, why, what, when, right?
Amen that. And like me and Sam said on the way back to Missouri, The day that the world powers, the banks come out and say, well, the dollar is no longer the currency of the world's currency reserve. We no longer have petrodollars. Anywhere in the United States, any country in the world that goes to buy oil from OPEC, they have to pay in dollars. Sam and I know this. They have to come up with American dollars some kind of way. Well, that's going to be by the wayside before. Maybe that's a possibility. And when that happens, look at Argentina. Look at the Where My Republic in Germany. It's happened, and Sam will back me up on this. There's never been a case in history of any country that had a fiat currency backed by nothing that did not fail. Am I right there? I'm right or wrong there, Sam?
You're absolutely correct. The only question when you discuss this, a lot of times people try to put time frames. Hey, it's going to melt down this summer. It's going to melt down this fall. Don't worry, the next October is where the stock market always fails. Whenever you get into those timeline details, they end up proving you wrong. However, one thing that is not wrong is every country that denies gold and creates their own fiat fake currency, in other words, wealth out of nothing, the ultimate fraud. Whenever they do that, eventually it means that country's demise. There's never in the history of the world been an exception.
That's exactly right. And that's where we are right now. So, Sam, and once again, you're right. We don't know. It's just like we don't know when the second coming of Christ is going to be. Not even the angels in heaven know that. Well, the angels in heaven will know when they're going to pull the plug on America. But we don't know that. But it's going to come. We don't know when. But they're probably going to be like this Jade Helm thing. They're going to put out a lot of false flags. Okay. Now, we're getting to Jade Helm, believe it or not, people. The reason, what I think, is this is one scenario, one possibility. When the powers that be crush this United States monetary system, and believe you me, it is by design, they're going to crash the system. There's going to be mass poverty rioting in the streets.
So, now, let's be very clear what they usually do. It reminds me of storms or, you know, a volcano. You know, you have little teeny eruptions, little it gets bigger, 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 bigger. Okay, they're predicting riots all over the country this summer, right? So they're setting the stage for continued unrest. Remember, in Baltimore, the mayor said, we're giving these people room to destroy. If that doesn't tell you they're in on it, I don't know what does. In seconds, we'll tell you more. Is Jade Helm 15 real? Yes, it is. Is it as big of a concern? Maybe not. But yet, we do need to be involved. We'll talk about it. Eddie Miller on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
There seems to be a problem here. I'm channel surfing on the telly, searching for the real news, but blimey, the American cable networks all seem to be reporting the same news. That's when I stumbled upon DailyKen.com. DailyKen.com sniffs out the news stories the others overlook. DailyKen.com doesn't try to be politically correct. Rather, DailyKen.com works hard to find stories ignored by the mainstream media. DailyKen.com adds commentary, insights, and sometimes a touch of humor. Well, there you have it. DailyKen.com. No more cable news networks for me.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Let's go, Beast of Burden.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Eddie the Bombardier Miller filling in for James Edwards. Playing some Stones as a tribute to Eddie Miller. He digs the Stones. So do I, by the way. Yeah. Eddie Miller tried to charm a black chick in Loft. Just want to tell you that. All right, we can't keep this playing forever. All right, so Jade Helm 15 is a serious discussion. This is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Is it real? Yes, it is. I verified it with my own county sheriff. And he is the, ladies and gentlemen, you ready? He is the president of the Utah Sheriffs Association. This is not a joke. And I talked to him in detail about Jade Helm 15. He says it is real. It is happening. It is a military training exercise. It is going on. Now, the sheriff and I got into a little bit of into a debate, if you will, about the facts. And the last statement I made to the sheriff was, I hope you'll follow up on the details and confirm reality and get back to me, sheriff. And he said he would. And so that's the story from my sheriff. Now, here are the details we debated about. He says they are supposed to be unarmed troops. Well, the research that I've done says they're going to be armed to the teeth, Eddie Miller. That's a critical component because if they're not armed, then posse comitatus may not be as big of a deal. However, if they are armed, it's critical. Now, I suspect they're telling all the sheriffs and all the government officials and political wonks everywhere that, hey, they're not armed, don't worry. Anybody who says so is just a right-wing extremist, whacked-out patriot. Don't worry about them. But then what will happen is we'll discover that they are armed, and then they'll go, well, golly, that was not authorized. We're so sorry about that. It won't happen again, Mr. Miller. Sorry about that.
That they would. Sam, like going back to what we said earlier, anytime you want to know, and I know this is a cliche, anytime you want to know if the government is lying, just look and see if their lips are moving. Well, maybe they can even do sign language. But the government is never going to tell you the truth. They never have our goodwill at heart. And another point I'd like to make too, Sam, although you say, I know you know the same thing, it's just to have posse commentators violated, it doesn't have to be like a member of the Army or the Marines. It can be the militarized police that have been really the police now.
It can be the IRS.
That's right, the IRS. Well, they have federalized the police throughout the nation. Matter of fact, in some places like Ferguson and other places, you can't tell the military from the police because the police have the same hardware. I heard one Marine Corps colonel testifying. That the police in America, in a lot of cases, have better weapons than they had in Iraq. He's a retired Marine Corps colonel. And he, the Marine Corps colonel, is very concerned about this, JVM, very concerned about law. But keep that in mind, people, that what Sam, and I'm not big salesman for the Constitutional Sheriffs or Police Officers Organization, but what Sam is doing is very critical. He needs to get that sheriff on board. I need to get our sheriff on board. That's going to be one tough order. People, you need to get your sheriff's on board. You need to get in the Constitutional Sheriff's Police Officers Organization, and you need to get your sheriffs on board to try to counteract this militarization of the police.
Now, let me give you a strategy that I think is critical. If you run out to your favorite politician or your sheriff or your city council or your county commission or your whatever, and you say, hey, man, Jade Helm 15's coming. The military is going to arm themselves against the citizens. This is a showdown of epic proportions. This is crazy. They're declaring states hostile territory. They're going to run you off as a nut because the government's telling a completely different story. Hey, these peaceful, law-abiding, dedicated to the umpteenth degree military personnel, men and women, are training so they can defend America, okay? You got a problem with that? And so you look like a nut, even though a lot of the facts we're talking about are true. What you need to do is go in kind of like Columbo and kind of say, you know, just start asking questions and just say, you know, I'm not sure about these things and what gives with this, and please let me know about that, and this is a concern I've seen in the news. And then you just slowly but surely start to lay out the facts like that. And when you do so, it's impossible to paint you as a nut. So with my sheriff, I just said, you know, I have information that says many of these troops are going to be armed, Sheriff, and I'm not comfortable with that. Are you comfortable with that? Well, no, sir, of course I'm not. All right, now my sheriff's on record saying he's not comfortable with that. Now it's time to slowly but surely, you know, what do you say, paint him into a corner? Slowly but surely kind of ratchet up the understanding. That's what you need to do. You need to go about it carefully. You need to not lay out details. Even if you have facts, you can't lay them out too quick. You got to give a little bit of milk before meat, Eddie. This is a serious problem. Now, has it been done before? Yes. Is it going to be, you know, you're going to die tomorrow in your house? No. Is this a problem? Yes. Will this be the end of the world come this event? No. But every time they do these exercises, they become more and more and more aggressive, more and more embedded in the population, more and more militant over time. And this is the first time I've seen such a long duration. This is the first time that I've seen they'll be directly embedded with the people, with states declared as hostile territory. Okay, now that what they'll say is the states aren't hostile. That's just the scenario for the training. But we're not really saying the states are hostile. Yeah, but there's a very fine line. Next time, will you? Every time they ratchet this up, what will be the next one? What will it be like? And the next one after that, where are we headed is the point.
Well, it's incremental, Sam, like you say. And by the way, Sam, you live in one of the hostile states. They have designated Utah and Texas as hostile. I don't know if you know that, but Sam, you're right there in the crosshairs, son. And other states they have leaning. That's the latest information I've got. And like Sam said, it was 7 states, and it's 9 states, and it's 15 states. Who knows? They're brilliant at disinformation techniques, at false flags, and people, we can go back. Me and Sam had a special on probably about a year or two ago. It's been that long, on the false flags. And we talked about, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin and the Lusitania and, you know, the battleship of Maine being blown up in Havana Harbor. It's not a new thing. It's happened over and over and over. But that's what they want to do. They do want to keep us off balance. And my scenario is sooner or later they're going to pull the plug. We don't know when. Hopefully not within the next year or two. But when they do, they've got these troops embedded, they've got them positioned, they've got their equipment, their Humvees, their tanks, whatever, embedded, you know, and already moved up to where they're going to need them. They have the militarized police. It ain't looking good, folks. It's not going to be for our benefit, but that's true. So, Sam, I think what we can do, what can we do about it? We can do just what we said. You need to get on board with your sheriffs. You need to, as far as I'm concerned, writing letters to your congressman, your federal congressman, your senators is a waste of ink. They're not going to listen. Most of them, Sam, are compromised. They have no, like Judge Napolitano says, the Congress really has no power. Heck, the Congress are probably more afraid of the military than we are. Then they know that they have been compromised. And, Sam, I guess shifting gears a little bit, you know, getting up to this, I think in the first segment with James, he talked about this Bruce Jenner thing, and I have a little bit different take, Sam, and I think you'll probably go along with my take. With this Bruce Jenner thing, you want to ask why? Why is the news media making such a big deal out of Bruce Jenner? This plays in what we've been talking about, Sam, into Fast and Furious, into Jade Him. Why are they doing that? Sam, do you think it could possibly be a distracting technique to get us off of this Trans-Pacific Partnership, this, they say NAFTA on steroids? Could it be a distraction technique to get our mind off of Jade Him?
Yes, what it's really designed to do, in my humble opinion, is this. Let's say they ratchet up the riots, people get shot, all kind of things happen to where America becomes kind of a panic, a disaster zone. Half militarized, you don't know who your friends are, who your enemies are. What if I just bring in the world peacekeeping force that's designed to keep you safe? And so it's not only this trans-partnership trade thing. That's just a piece to the pie. It's replacing the bogus fiat currency with new money. It's changing the face of America and replacing national constitutional law with international globalist agenda law. It's all the pieces that build a, quote, global governance. That's what they're striving for, and all this really leads up to it and eventually is designed to make you beg for it, Eddie.
Amen. You know, Sam, I saw a piece, I don't remember which news, I don't know if it's News Views or whatever, but I see where, I think it's Goldman Sachs and another one of the big banks of the world, they're already saying that they want to do away with, even with the Federal Reserve notes, even with the fiat currency, They're sick and tired of not being able to track us, Sam. They can't, you know, they like the electrical money. They would, they can keep track of everything we spend with a credit card. But it's much harder for them to use this fiat to track the paper money, Sam. But yeah, they came out there, and Sam, this all ties into what you're saying. The TPP, the NAFTA, the what have you. They want to get the powers that be, and they want to be. And we talked about this many times. They want to get rid of the Constitution. They hate nationalism. They hate nations, the nation states. They want to get us into a one world government with a one world currency, a one world religion. And before they can get a new currency in, they're going to have to do away with the old one. Sam, what do you think?
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about it more. Sam Bushman, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Only one segment left. Time flies when you're telling the truth.
Amen.
As Judge Napolitano and others say, a revolutionary act.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, Sam Bushman and Eddie Miller filling in for James Edwards on the Political Cesspool. Final segment left. Satan and his minions are the goons who hate freedom. They've been at it for a long time, and they're not about to just exercise over Jade Helm 15 and become too militant all at once. They're not about to just crash the currency all at once until they're ready. That is, they're not about to just go crazy on a given singular item, as a lot of us think they might do. They're wise. They've been at it for a long time. They'll slowly but surely Well, they'll use flashing cords, and at first you think you can break out of them and you're all good, but pretty soon you'll be wrapped up so tight you won't know what to do with yourself. That's their attempt for globalism. And they're very careful, and they're methodical, and they're very generationally patient for their satanic designs. Eddie, with that, I want you to hit it home, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, you mentioned satanic designs. Sam, once again, son, you hit the nail on the head. You drove the nail straight. What we're fighting, and my dearest Dr. Stan used to say this all the time. He pounded it in my head all the time. We fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and high places. That's what it boils down to. You know, we are fighting against evil. This is a battle, and Sam, I'm the most guilty, I guess, of forgetting that. We're fighting against principalities. We're fighting. This is a spiritual battle of good between good and evil. The people running this Jenner thing, the Jenner news stories, the Hollywood. They're all Satanists. I mean, they all worship a different God. They all worship Satan. I mean, even the few that are not there, that are not literally worshiping Satan, they're going along with a satanic program. I mean, what could be, I don't care what anybody says, what could be more satanic than a Frankenstein, a guy turning himself into a Mary Shelley Frankenstein, having himself mutilated? That's what it's all about, people. It's the dark agenda. The whole ball of wax we've been talking about. The Babylonian money system, the Babylonian political system, the Babylonian, you know, the morals we have, it's all driven by Satan. You got to realize that, Sam. And while we're at this, before I forget, I'd like to also bring in, Sam, if it's not getting too far a track, the Duggar family. Lord knows, I heard this the other day. Sam, I don't know if you know this or not, but I listened to the Duggar girls that are supposed to have been a fondle. Did you know they didn't even know it happened? They said that they found out through their brother had confessed to their dad, and I'm leading to a point here, the brother had confessed to their parents. I ask you, I'm kind of suspicious about that. How on earth is a teenage boy going to fondle some girls and them not wake up? I can't see that happening. But, Sam, that be that as it may.
But let's be very clear, though. He did it. He's wrong for doing it. That's sure. A fact. However, let's put it in reality perspective now, and let's not have a liberal, abusive, hostile towards anything good agenda as we discuss it, shall we?
Sure. Of course. Sure. Here's what I'm going to lead to. You know, we hear about that, and the media, Lord knows, they love to slaughter good Christian families, and they're just on them like, man, like a duck on a June bug. But meanwhile, Sam, when have we ever heard a peep about the pedophilia, you know, and the rampant sexual abuses going on in Washington, D.C.? You know,
well, and the most public of that was when women literally stood up and said, Bill Clinton raped me. He forced me to have sex with him. He would literally bite my lip between his teeth so that I couldn't move or do anything. He'd just clamp down and force me. Okay, they were ready to testify about that in court. Congress did nothing. The people did nothing. Bill Clinton walked free after lying and getting caught to the public. And there's no accountability. That's probably the most public case that demonstrates the point. But this is happening all throughout government, all throughout big business. And you've got friends, and I've got friends that have documented this till the cows come home. Six ways from Sunday, right?
You got that right. And we had a great program on with the great, one and only Inspector Jim Rothstein, who worked hand in hand with Senator John DeCamp out of Nebraska. Senator John DeCamp, he documented it in two different books. He's got one he documented in it called The Franklin Cover Up. The same, you know, pretty much what we're talking about. Pedophilia, Satan worship, human slave trafficking. You know, him and Jim Rothstein documented that fully. Jim Rothstein, we had him on, 6 months, a year ago, and his information is he said that it's roughly from a fourth to a third of all the United States Congress, you know, the Senate, the senators and the congressmen, have been compromised in sexual situations. Many, many of them in pedophilia. Sexual situations with drugs. Inspector Rothstein, living in, I won't say where he lives, but this state that he lives in, he's investigating that. He's told us in this political cesspool, on record and off the record, Sam, he said it's worse now than it's ever been. But the point I'm trying to make is you hear they're slaughtering the Duggars every day. Oh, he touched him, he didn't. What about What about the out-and-out human slave trafficking, sex trafficking, drugs, and Satan worshiping going on in our capital?
And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, we're not defending any wrong anybody's done. But what we're trying to do is articulate the double standard that's just out there beyond comprehension. Now, let me make this very clear. There's a term called secret combinations, and that's where two or three people to get together in a conspiracy, and they plan the overthrow of nations. That's what's going on in America today. And you know what? We've been ignorant, and we've been confused for so long on this that we have let these combinations get above us, and I'm afraid we're not going to dislodge them easily. And it's going to be of a greater source than ourselves to fix this, folks.
Sam, you nailed it, son. You certainly nailed my brother. You nailed it. It's going to take, you know, Sam, we could do this show another 3 hours, but it's going to take, and you've probably heard me say it. If you hadn't heard me say it, I'm sure you've heard Sam say it. Where the rubber meets the road, the only way we're going to turn this country around, we're going to have to get off our tail and do something like join this constitutional, you know, police officers. We're going to have to form constitutional posses, constitutional grand juries. But people, I'm here to tell you flat out, ain't none of that going to amount to a hill of beans unless we do what they. I know Sam knows what I'm going to say. We're going to have to turn ourselves back to God. It's just like if my people. Sam, don't hold me on the scripture. I'm not going to quote the scripture. I'll just paraphrase. But it's in the Bible. Put it this way. If my people who are called by my name will repent, and I'm paraphrasing, will repent, will come back and ask for forgiveness of their sins and truly repent, turn back to God, I will heal their land. I will fix their country. I will heal their land. That's what we have to do, people. We have to have a turning back to God. We have to have a turning back to Jesus Christ Almighty. Without that, we are going to...
By the way, that's 2 Chronicles 7:14, just so folks can get a handle on it.
That's right. I knew, Sam, you would know, son. I knew that, buddy boy. But, you know, it has happened time after... I tell James Edwards, my son, all the time, God has never, ever worked through a majority. Since the beginning of time, God has always worked through a minority.
In fact, there's cases where God even lets a lot of people go before he fights his battles. He's like, we don't need you. We don't need you. You guys can go. Thank you. You know, so he's at the helm. God is at the helm, not Satan. Freedom is live and well, not the tyrannical thugs. And the thing that I could suggest we do is clean our inner vessels, repent ourselves, get our own act together, teach our families to do the same, and then I'm going to tell you right now, pray like you've never prayed before.
Amen. Sam, I need you and James to help me remind that myself, because if you know, I'm all fired full of vinegar like a 20-year-old. I'll calm down one of these days. But I have to. The bombardier has to realize, hey, I can't do this by myself. Getting in the face of the cops ain't always going to work. Nothing is going to work unless we get God on our side. If God ain't in us, folks, it ain't going to work. And everything we put out there, the fact that at the political cesspool birthday party, I laid it out in my speech. Sam can tell you, constitutional sheriffs, constitutional jury system, constitutional, you know, nullifying illegal legislation, not only from the federal level, but legislation from the state. We have to nullify it at the county, because even the states are our enemies in many cases. We have to do it from the county, but we cannot do it without having God on our side. Lord knows. Like the Apostle Paul said, you have to pray and you have to pray unceasingly. And Sam just said it in other words, what the Apostle Paul said.
What you got to do is you got to work like it's up to you and pray like it's up to the Almighty. And somewhere, good things are going to happen.
That's true. I think it was John Adams who said that one of his friends said him. And a prime example of God not working through a majority, but working through a very, very small minority. And I'm sure everybody knows this, is listening to political cesspool, was the First War of Independence. When we had approximately, I've heard from 3 to 5%, let's say 4% of the colonists were actually fighting in the War of Independence. Some of the colonists actually were on the side of the British. But George Washington can tell you himself, Benjamin Franklin can tell you, that war was a lost cause without having God Almighty on the side of the fighters of George Washington. George Washington had, I forgot how many horses shot out from under him. He had bullet holes in, what, 5, 6, 7 coats, hats. One of the Indians that fought him in the Indian War said that later on, he said he quit firing at him because he realized that the Great Spirit was on the side of George Washington.
And they wrote a book about it called The Bulletproof George Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, we're flat out of time. Remember this, a man stands tallest when he's on his knees. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
There you have it. Sam and Eddie filling in for James Edwards. James will be back next week. Thanks so much for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Hopefully it gave you guidance in your life. And hopefully you will stand with us to promote God, family, and country. Thanks again for listening to the Political Cesspool Radio Talk Show.